I've been talking about a book recently called The Five, The Untold Lives of the Women Killed by Jack the Ripper. And one of the reasons I loved this book so much was that rather than talk about Jack the Ripper, the almost pantomime villain we've been hearing about down through the years, this book focuses on the five women he killed, some of whom have an Irish angle, but all of whom have a story that has been so well told by Hallie Rubenhall that we said, please come and talk to us, as she has done this morning. Hallie, good morning and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, good morning.
Why did you decide, enough with Jack the Ripper already, let's talk about the five women?
Oh, precisely for that reason. Because Jack the Ripper, I mean, literally forests have been felled in the process of telling his story. There are libraries dedicated to telling the story of Jack the Ripper. And the narrative of Jack the Ripper always starts with the death of the victims. And these women have been reduced just to clues in a big whodunit. And it seemed absurd to me that there had been no full-length biography written about these women, ever.
Right, well, let's talk about why that might be. I mean, one of the reasons is because, I suppose, if you're to go to primary source material trying to find anything about them, was it hard to put that together? Because I get the sense that sometimes you had an enormous jigsaw puzzle, maybe 1,000 pieces, but only 880 pieces available to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is it. But it's like, you know, if you think about an archaeologist who is doing a dig somewhere in an ancient site somewhere in Greece, and they pull an urn out of, or bits and pieces of an urn out of a site, you know, and you may have a handle and you may have a base and you may have bits. But then you can kind of put it together because you know what others just like it that have been pulled out of the earth in a better condition look like. And that's kind of what writing this book has been like. So, yes, we don't have diaries and memoirs that have been left by these women. But what we do have are bits and pieces that can tell us where they were at certain times of their lives. And we can layer that over with the experiences of other people who were there at that time who experienced the same thing. So we'll have an idea, for example, we might not have the voice of Catherine Eddowes at Great Yarmouth Workhouse in the 1860s, mm-hmm. but we do have the voices of other people who were there at that time, having that same experience, giving birth to a child.
Segment 1. I've been talking about a book recently called The Five, The Untold Lives of the Women Killed by Jack the Ripper. And one of the reasons I loved this book so much was that rather than talk about Jack the Ripper, the almost pantomime villain we've been hearing about down through the years, this book focuses on the five women he killed, some of whom have an Irish angle, but all of whom have a story that has been so well told by Hallie Rubenhall that we said, please come and talk to us, as she has done this morning. Hallie, good morning and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, good morning.
Why did you decide, enough with Jack the Ripper already, let's talk about the five women?
Segment 2.
Oh, precisely for that reason. Because Jack the Ripper, I mean, literally, forests have been felled in the process of telling his story. There are libraries dedicated to telling the story of Jack the Ripper. And the narrative of Jack the Ripper always starts with the death of the victims. And these women have been reduced just to clues in a big whodunit. And it seemed absurd to me that there had been no full-length biography written about these women ever.
Segment 3.
Right, well, let's talk about why that might be. I mean, one of the reasons is because, I suppose, if you're to go to primary source material trying to find anything out about them, was it hard to put that together? Because I get the sense that sometimes you had an enormous jigsaw puzzle, maybe 1,000 pieces, but only 880 pieces available to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is it. But it's like, you know, if you think about an archaeologist who is doing a dig somewhere in an ancient site somewhere in Greece, and they pull an urn out of, or bits and pieces of an urn out of a site, you know, and you may have a handle and you may have a base and you may have bits. But then you can kind of put it together because you know what others just like it that have been pulled out of the earth in a better condition look like. And that's kind of what writing this book has been like.
Segment 4.
So, yes, we don't have diaries and memoirs that have been left by these women. But what we do have are bits and pieces that can tell us where they were at certain times of their lives. And we can layer that over with the experiences of other people who were there at that time, who experienced the same thing. So we'll have an idea, for example, we might not have the voice of Catherine Eddowes at Great Yarmouth Workhouse in the 1860s, but we do have the voices of other people who were there at that time having that same experience, giving birth to a child.